What's up, y'all? Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm Coach K, and I'm super excited to be here as always. And whether we are joining together collectively as we refocus and recenter our breath and take some time in a breathing meditation, or if we are just chit-chatting about the things that really matter in life, I'm always excited to be here with you. So as we dive into this week's episode, I encourage you to grab you a cup of coffee, find you a comfy seat, and let's just get it going. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. Of course, I'm Coach K. Glad to be here with you. I have my lemon water on deck. I did get a really cool bag of coffee recently, and it's coffee beans. A really sweet, sweet friend sent me a gift, and it included a bag of some coffee beans that are made from like dates and berries. And I'm just like, oh, I cannot wait to chop this up and make it because it's going to be just amazing. But I got to get a grinder first. Imagine a coffee lover like myself not having a grinder. The audacity, right? But it is what it is. Anyways, grab you something to sip on if that's your thing, or if you just want to chill and take notes and maybe even just not take notes and decompress as we talk about this thing that popped up in my brain, of course, and just made sense to talk about because I can't be the only one that thinks about things like this. And so it's really cool that I just want to share it with you from a nurse coach's perspective and maybe give you some things for you to think about as you go about your daily life. And then if you want some extra assistance, I'm always here. Just reach out via social media or my email. It's always available for you in the show notes. So let's kind of get started. So do you ever wake up feeling like you still haven't caught up and want to give up even before you really even get up? Like, that is so much of what I feel like so many people experience, because you just feel stuck. You feel stuck. And to me, that is the epitome of feeling stuck, is continuing on this wheel, I guess, this imaginary wheel where you're just continuing to go around in circles and do the exact same thing every single day without any kind of variance. And all of a sudden it begins to feel like the walls are closing in on you and you really can't find your way out, and you're just stuck in this place. And it could be in any area of your life, from your health. You know, that's a big one for me, because that's mainly my focus in nurse coaching, is your health and wellness, and just kind of feeling stuck in the same thing, you know, doing diet after diet and only seeing, you know, little bitty results and things really not changing for you. Or maybe it's a work relationship, or, you know, how you're choosing to make your money, earn your living, and you're doing the same thing over and over, and it's just not serving you anymore. And you're starting to feel so stuck. So like you're being buried daily. It can be in your personal relationship with someone that you're romantically involved with, you know, a spouse, a partner, and you keep going through the same motions and having the same discussions and the same arguments and winding up having the same conclusion, and it just feels so trapped. You feel trapped. I know that's a lot, and I know it can seem so overwhelming. You go from I don't want to do it to I have to do it, and you feel like you'll never get to the point to where you say I get to do it. But we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what that is and how we can work towards changing it. You know, the life we choose to live is open for restructuring at any time. You're not bound by this, you know, there's a false narrative of, you know, being bound by this idea that maybe you give yourself, or an idea that someone else gives you, where you are committed to this way of life no matter what. doesn't even matter if it no longer even fits for you anymore. That sucks. You just are stuck in it and you don't have any other choices. And I'm here to tell you that that is not true. I'm giving you permission to say enough is enough and you can change. You can do something about that. Just because you choose something before or you make a decision about something doesn't mean you are stuck with that forever. I loved, I guess maybe growing up, used to hear, you know, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Oh, it was on a song, y'all, it was a song. Was it Betty Wright? Oh, I don't think it was Betty Wright. It might have been Karen White. You know, I grew up, my mama would play these songs. And if you're in your 40s like I am or your 50s, you know what I'm talking about. Like the cool ones where, you know, I'm not going to get into that because it's totally off topic. But one line in a song that I always remembered was, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. And I always lived with that. I lived by that mentality, probably to my mom's dismay, but it's her fault because she played the song so dang much. I started to believe that it was true. And so knowing that, you know, if I didn't really care for something or if it didn't really fit me, then I didn't feel like it had to be, I had to be in that space. Like I was okay changing my mind and not feeling guilty for it. And I think we all need to be in that space and say, it's okay if it doesn't fit me, if it doesn't serve me anymore. If I'm not growing in this space, then I don't have to stay. And I'm here to tell you and give you permission again to say you don't have to stay. I agree with you 100%. Let's talk about how we make that happen. Life set up in the days of old, y'all. I think we all kind of grew up, well, not all, but a large majority. The idea of almost like this Leave It to Beaver type of mentality where, you know, what you see on TV might be real, but it's really not because it is scripted and it's done for television purposes. But you have this idea where you're going to grow up, you're going to graduate high school, you're going to go to college, you're going to graduate from college, you're going to mate at some point, possibly marry at some point, get a really good job that you're going to be able to retire from after 40 or 50 years and have some decent benefits and have children and et cetera. Okay. So that, like, that's pretty much the setup, give or take. And I, for one, because I am such a free thinker and I love the idea that it's not like that anymore, that it's that it's not like that anymore. That is something that we held on to so tightly and just, you know, nails on the chalkboard didn't want to see it, let it go. If it didn't happen like that, we feel like a failure. And I love the idea of where we are now in the space that we're in, that iconic ideal is not necessarily the way that it works for everybody. And that is okay. That is okay. It doesn't have to follow that exact pattern. And that is perfectly okay. And it doesn't make you less than. It doesn't make the other person better. It just means that it's what works for you. That is the days of old. The expectation that others put on us, for example, in regards to that, I had a conversation with my youngest. She's 14. She is technically a freshman in high school, although I'm still in denial because just how did we get here? But she and I were having a conversation in the car about her future, and she was expressing some concern over athletics and some of the things that's, you know, that's expected of her or that she feels like is expected of her. And we talk a lot about others' expectations versus our own and what that looks like. And she started, you know, expressing some concern over what she feels like one of her future coaches, I guess he's a coach now, but what her future coaches is expecting of them. And you know, I said, ultimately, it's your choice. I'm going to encourage you to pursue whatever it is that sets your heart on fire. Like, I'm going to encourage you to pursue those things for yourself. And she started talking about college. And I said, well, that's going to be ultimately your choice as well. And she stopped me and she was like, no, it's not. You're going to make me go. And I said, time out. No, ma'am. That is not how this works. if you don't want to truly go to college, I'm not going to make you go because that's not my choice. It's yours. And at the end of the day, you have to live with that. I'm going to encourage you. And if you choose not to, then that is still your choice. I'd never want to put my expectations of her life on her. I'm going to model what I feel is important, but I'm not going to give her those expectations because I don't want to set her up for that. As a result of other people's expectations, we settle for a life and maybe make choices that don't truly reflect who we are. That is another example of that. Making somebody do something or making somebody feel like they have to do something when it really doesn't set well for them. It's not a part of who they are. It's not a part of their mentality and their ability. Forces them to be stuck in the future because they've decided to do this. They've decided to, you know, take this challenge. They've decided to have this this life and create this life that doesn't even truly fit for who they are. And enough is enough. That's not right. I'll give you an example of that real quick, just a quick breakdown. Whenever I started my journey to health and wellness, it was met with some, I don't want to call it negativity. I think it was more just misunderstanding. And one of the people that I got the most misunderstanding from was my lovely mother. you know, my mom grew up in the time where, you know, food was warm and welcoming, and it was a way to communicate love and compassion. And, you know, she could cook her butt off. She was an amazing cook to me and others around her. One of my favorite things that she ever cooked, that she cooked that I loved the most was salmon croquettes. And it's basically a deep fried fish, deep fried salmon slathered in oil, drenched in just total goodness. And we would have it with biscuits, sometimes drop biscuits, where you get the, pop the biscuits out of the Pillsbury Doughboy, pop that biscuit can open and drop it in some hot grease and let that biscuit rise to its beautiful fluffiness. And in addition to that, we would have home fries, which is some chopped up potatoes, peeled russet potatoes that you again drench in fatty oil, fry to the most crispiest, and like it's crispy on the outside, soft and moist on the inside. And then my country butt would slather and just like completely destroy the plate in syrup. I laugh now because, man, that was my favorite meal. I would cover it in syrup, and that was, oh, I was the happiest person on the planet. Salmon croquettes, drop biscuits, and fries. There came a point when I would come home to visit, and she would be like, "You want your salmon croquettes?" And I'm like, "Well, Mom, I'm making some changes. I'm not really, you know, I'm trying to get it be a little bit healthier. So maybe not, you know, I'm trying not to have as much fried food." And honey, that was a discussion. That was a discussion because she didn't see it the way that I did. I was making a choice that reflected who I was at the time and who I was becoming. She didn't see it that way. She saw it as me rejecting the way that she shows love and the way that she shows care. So we bumped heads initially when it came to some of the changes I made in the food choices I made. And so over time, it got to be a little better, and she would actually like honor that for me and have conversations regarding it. And we came to an agreement that, you know, this is how I needed to live. This is how I wanted to exist. And we had to be respectful of that space and maybe find a different way for her to show her love and things like that. And so it really just took communication and me being really courageous and brave and having that conversation, because it's not easy. It's definitely not easy, especially when it's somebody that you love. But that's one of the examples I want to give you in regards to how other people are going to see your choices, how they differ. Some people might not necessarily agree with them, but if you love that person, if you are invested in that relationship, then you're going to have a conversation. And it's going to be a loving conversation, and it might take more than one, but at the end of the day, stand firm on your decision and they'll respect it eventually. And if they don't, that's still not your problem. That's theirs. So I just want to give you a couple of things to keep in mind as you reevaluate your life and your life choices in the pursuit to become unstuck. Here's some things just to keep in mind as you journey along that path, okay? Setting yourself free involves deciding what works for you, why it's going to work for you, and write it down. You've got to establish your why. It is so important, and I'll tell you why a little bit later. Be brave in your evaluation of yourself. Be really honest with you. Why do you feel stuck? What about being stuck is making you so uncomfortable? And how can you change it? Be brave in your evaluation. Be courageous in the opportunities that you're afforded because of your mindset shifting. I do know that whenever there's a shift in your mindset, the universe, in my opinion, is looking out for you. And there's some things that kind of trickle your way, and you might not really understand why it's happening, but you have to correlate the two and be really courageous in the opportunities that do come your way as a result of you making some changes in your life. Don't be hesitant to, you know, dive in and really see what that's going to look like, especially if it's not going to cost you anything in the short term. You know, a long-term gain is always beneficial. Realize not everybody will agree with your choices, and that is okay. There's a really cool quote by Dita Von Teese. She said, "You can be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there's still going to be somebody who hates peaches." That's me. I'm that somebody. A peach in my mind has no place in anything other than a peach cobbler. That's the only way I can even enjoy them. But having said that, you can be like the best at whatever you do, and there's still going to be somebody somewhere that still could care less about you and what you're doing. You've got to hang on to your own truth, your own belief, and be okay with not being okay with everybody, because that's just that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to work. And it's okay. Stay committed to the process. You know, becoming unstuck is not something that happens overnight. It's not something that, you know, you just, you know, wham, bam. It's not magical. The magic is in the process itself. It's the magic part of it is that you make this decision, you stick with it, you continue to make this decision, you continue to make multiple decisions, and you see the changes happen as you become free. And it's not something that it's not going to happen immediately. So be patient in the process, but trust the process at the same time and stay really committed to it. Even if there's faltering, even if you stumble, even if there's roadblocks that happen, you can pause, but please don't forget to press play. Okay. Motivation will not always be loud. Sometimes it's quiet or barely noticeable. That's when you go back to your why. Not every day are you going to wake up and say, I'm so glad I did this, man. Whew. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen all the time. Sometimes you're going to be disappointed and you're going to wish that you would have stayed where you were comfortable. And even if being stuck sucked, at least you know what that looked like. And now this new life that you're choosing, these decisions that you're making, these choices are a little bit scary. You get nervous and you want to go back. But don't allow that. Remember your why. Go back to what you wrote down. What are you changing and why you're changing it? That is what you're writing down. What are you changing and why you are changing it? Why that's important. That will be your motivation when you have none. So keep that in mind. Lastly, I want to say, man, just take a chance. Trust your gut and see what happens. You know, it's not going to always be easy, but I feel like in the long term, it's going to be worth it because you're going to be unstuck. You're going to feel much more freedom. And at the end of the day, they were your choices that you made, and you can be proud of that if nothing else. So be good. Live well. I hope that resonated with you. Maybe somebody you know, you might want to share it. Feel free. Tell them they can subscribe to the podcast and or catch me on social media. All of that information is going to be in your show notes. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a great rest of your time, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. As I said a while ago, don't forget to be good and live well. Live well. Bye.